The Republic of the Marshall Islands census of 2010 reported slightly more than 53,000 individuals, with an additional 22,000, or one-third, living in the United States territories or stateside. 4,300 live in Arkansas. It started 20 years ago when one man scored a job in a poultry slaughterhouse in Springdale. The pay was good compared to back home. Word spread. The schools were great, and so were the local doctors. Today, islanders are concentrated in various districts in Springdale, primarily the northeastern part of the city, with most living in multi-generational apartments and condos. And that's where Dr. Rafael Jimeno, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, spent a month this spring meeting islanders. He recently reported his findings to the multi-agency task force called Gaps in Services to Marshallese at the Washington County Health Department.
It was kind of interesting to go up to people on the street, you know, dressed as a civilian, just holding a simple clipboard.
A Marshallese consulate was set up in Springdale several years ago, but mostly this political scientist spent time with islanders attending their churches, going to community celebrations, and roaming their neighborhoods. He ended up with 120 complete surveys of both men and women to obtain what he calls preliminary data points, sort of baseline information, to expand upon in the future.
As you know, there is increasing awareness of the large number of Marshallese descended people who are in places like Hawaii, like Arkansas, like California. But there's very little that's actually known outside of the community or outside those organizations that work with the community. The general public tends to lack any awareness of the issues that the community is facing. So, I mean, the purpose of the survey is really to explore what those issues might be.
Like access to health care, their political preferences and educational needs.
With education, what seems to be happening is a lot of people are failing to complete high school in the islands and here in Arkansas, depending on their age when they migrate. But, you know, a lot of people would think that it's a simple matter of going back to school and finishing out your last year or your last 2 years. And of course, come to find out that especially for those who tried to finish high school here in Arkansas, the language barrier actually made their performance, subpar for all of their high school years. And so finishing high school is not a matter of just doing one more year of studies. Sometimes it's three or all 4 years.
Gaps in Services to Marshallese conducted an in-depth health survey several years ago to better assess islanders' medical needs, which in part contributed to the opening of a special Marshallese health clinic in Springdale. But it was not a scientific survey. This one is falling under the rubric of a snowball survey. It's a random survey where one respondent leads you to other respondents. 20% moved here to be with family, 15% for work, nearly 12% for education. One quarter said finding jobs is the biggest challenge, although more than 75% reported working in the poultry industry. Because healthcare providers found that islanders prefer to keep their medical status private, a cultural preference, Dr. Jimeno found few willing to talk about it. Dr. Jimeno discovered among respondents low English proficiency, low rates of high school completion, low rates of preventive healthcare practices.
I think any study, when you get as nuanced an understanding of a community as possible, you're going to have a way of framing it in either positive or negative terms. And I think, of course, both of these things are true. I mean, this community has some amazing advantages and also some liabilities. So there are opportunities here and challenges as well. So, I mean, it's great that because of employment and employer-provided health insurance that a lot of people seem to have coverage. What's not so great is that nobody is relying on preventive care or really using that health coverage all that much. And so that needs to be emphasized. You know, you have this coverage for a reason, use it. There are still some complaints about the cost, I'm assuming of co-pays, and that probably keeps some people away. But I think for the most part, I mean, there are other reasons that are guiding these decisions, right? And it's probably just a lack of awareness of the importance of preventive care. So that's one thing. as far as high school, I mean, there was a large proportion of the respondents that finished high school, which is great. But there was also a significant percentage, I think it was around 35%, that hadn't even finished high school. And for these people, employment opportunities are going to be limited. And so I understand, as I spoke with you earlier, that there are reasons that many of them can't go back and finish a high school education. But there's got to be something that organizations or the community can do to increase GED taking or GED testing.
Dr. Jimeno found that 98% of respondents were not American citizens, primarily because Islanders may travel to the United States to work and live as migrants under a compact of free association between our government and theirs. But he also discovered that Islanders have no formal path to citizenship under U.S. law. And while the Republic of the Marshall Islands operates as a very engaged democracy, he found low levels of political involvement.
They either asked for a definition and then immediately knew which one applied to them, or they told you outright why they believed they were conservative or why they believed they were liberal, and they used those correctly. I mean, whenever somebody said, "I am conservative," it was because they went to church or because they believed in traditional family values. And whenever they said liberal, it was because they wanted personal freedoms. They wanted to live their life and let others live their lives according to whatever made them happy, as long as nobody was breaking any rules. And so it was interesting. I mean, it was the minority, but those people who employed ideological labels knew why they were using them.
But what struck Dr. Rafael Jimeno most about Ozark Islanders?
I was struck at almost every turn by the different answers I was receiving. But I guess if I had to summarize it, I would go a little bit away from the data points and say that I was most struck by the kindness. I mean, like I've mentioned before, this was a population that had absolutely no reason to participate in this survey, no reason to trust that I was actually going to be an objective observer, and yet they took a chance and let me in and allowed me to be at their cultural events and to be in their neighborhood and accepted participating in the survey. And it was remarkable. I mean, I definitely went into it believing that that was going to happen, but I could have very easily fallen on my face and had nobody participate. And so I was very happy that that's not the way things turned out.
Dr. Rafael Jimeno's findings will be published in a new 3-volume report issued by the Migration Policy Institute on the social conditions and economic impact of immigrants in Arkansas to help improve public policy practices towards immigrants and Pacific Islander migrants. The report will be issued next fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.